Orville Freestone Jr., Sunday PM, August 7th, 2011.
Turn in your Bibles to the 11th chapter of Romans. Last month, we got down through the 24th verse. So we'll begin reading the 25th verse tonight. For I would not have you For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they may also obtain mercy. For God hath concluded all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. In the earlier part of this 11th chapter of Romans, Paul is discussing God's future dealings with Israel, which most of the Christian church and nearly all of the so-called theologians deny. But they're denying the plain words of the Apostle Paul, for he says, God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. And there is only one people that God foreknew. He knew them from the time of Abraham, of aforetime. We saw in this chapter that at the present time, Israel is in a state of unbelief. God is not working with Israel in the way that he has been working. This is not to say that God is not working with Israel, because God always works. But we see that Israel is in a state of unbelief, and it so happens that the word translated unbelief throughout the New Testament also means disobedience. And so we have to consider the context each time to determine which meaning it has. Sometimes it has both meanings. We read also that in the Acts that certain people were obedient to the gospel. That is, they responded to the gospel when they heard it. So those who are disobedient to the gospel are those who do not respond. So, beginning with verse 25, Paul sums up his argument concerning Israel, that they were increasingly turning away from the gospel as a nation, although there were many thousands of Jews who did believe. They were the first members of the church. They were the first missionaries of the church. They were the ones that took the gospel to the Gentiles. But as a nation, they were turning away from the gospel and becoming enemies of the gospel. And this is a mystery. The word mystery is used in the Bible means something previously unknown, but now explained to those who have faith. Why would Israel turn away from Christ, who fulfilled every prophesied qualifications to fill the office of the Son of David, the King of Israel? And Paul here calls it a mystery. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. There are 9 mysteries of the Pauline gospel, of that special revelation given to him by the Lord himself. And we read about it in 14 different places in his letters. Not so long ago, Brother Doug gave a series of lessons on all of these mysteries, but this is one of those mysteries, the mystery of Israel. Why should it be thus? So Paul here is explaining this mystery and why it is so. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, that is the mystery of Israel, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, as so many of the Christian theologians and doctors of divinity are today. That blindness in part happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. It seems like every verse of Romans has many layers of understanding and has to be given careful consideration, and this is certainly so in this portion of Scripture. He says, lest you should be wise in your own conceits. It was not very long after the apostles' death till the church fathers became wise in their own deceits and in their own teachings and in their own systems of theology, consigned all of Israel to hell forever, that God would never return to Israel again. In plain contradiction of Scripture here, that blindness should happen to Israel. The word blindness here, the Greek word, means not, it isn't the Greek word for blindness, although blindness is not a bad translation. It is literally hardness, and it means insensitive or even completely insensate, that is incapable of sensitiveness. And a good example of this is sometimes when people have diabetes or when they have back injuries, they lose sensation in their lower limbs. That's partly what this word means, insensate. And this is what Paul said was happening to Israel. But its insensateness or hardness or blindness in part, not completely. For throughout these Christian ages, there have always been Jewish believers. And if you could read the roster of Jewish believers in the Christian church, you would be amazed how many of them there are and how many were such important people, like Felix Mendelssohn, whose grandfather was a Jewish rabbi, and like Benjamin Disraeli, one of Queen Victoria's prime ministers. And the list goes on and on and on. So blindness or hardness in part happened to Israel, that is, to the nation, until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. Now here he speaks in this passage of the fullness of the Gentiles and the fullness of Israel. What does he mean by this? Well, he means the fullness of the revelation of God to the Gentiles, the fullness of God's blessing to the Gentiles, the fullness of the number of believers that will be in this church when the Lord comes again, the fullness of God's working through the Gentiles. In other words, it means the fullness of God's working with, through, and to the Gentiles. And we'll see it has the same meaning when it comes to Israel. That blindness or hardness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles being come in. Regarding this blindness or hardness of heart or the insensateness in being insensible to the message of the gospel, this we see every day. Of course, we see it in Gentiles too, who are just, you can talk to them, they understand what you say, makes no difference to them. You can read the columns in the daily newspaper about people who will quote the Bible, who will quote what Christians say, and they give it sometimes a completely different meaning. They are insensitive to the gospel. This insensitiveness should happen to Israel is very plain. In Israel, our guide was a very amiable Jew. He was in his late 50s. He was a very educated Jew. He spoke 5 different languages in the business that he had of being a guide to tourists who came from many different countries. He was a very gentle kind of man, and he was not uninterested in what we had to say to him about the gospel. He carried a copy of the New Testament in his jacket pocket, and he would take us to the church commemorating the multiplication of loaves and fishes, and he would take the New Testament out and he would turn into it. He knew exactly where it was, and he'd read the account to us. He took up onto the top of one of the mountains that very well could have been, but may not have been, the Mount of Transfiguration. He took the New Testament out, he turned to that in the gospel, and he read it to us about the Mount of Transfiguration. But he was not a believer. He was not sensitive to the Holy Spirit in the gospel. As we talked with him before we left, we were talking with him, and he says, "We're all of us seekers." So I hope he is. But that's a good example of what Paul meant here by hardness or insensitiveness in part has happened to the nation of Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Now Jesus in the gospel spoke of the times of the Gentiles. So there is the times of the Gentiles and there's the fullness of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles is political. It has to do with the time since the Jewish commonwealth was destroyed. Their kingdom was destroyed in about 600 B.C. until it will be restored. Where the Gentile, Jesus says, Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Well, Jerusalem is not all trodden down of the Gentiles yet, but the Arabs are certainly treading down the holiest part of it to the Jews, for the Jews do not have or have not asserted sovereignty over the Temple Mount. But we see that that time is drawing near when the times of the Gentiles will be ended. The fullness of the Gentiles began on the day of Pentecost, when the Christian church was formed to be composed of both Jews and Gentiles, but when God is dealing primarily with the various nations of the world, until the gospel shall be preached into all the world, and it has been. And you would be hard-pressed to find a place on this earth that doesn't know the gospel, doesn't know about the gospel. You'd be surprised how much Muslims know about what we believe, though they do not believe it. So this blindness in part, or this hardness, is happening to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So all Israel shall be saved. Then is when the nation of Israel will turn to the Lord, as Paul spoke in Corinthians, and be saved. It's surprising how often the Apostle Paul quotes from the book of Isaiah. He must have had that book by heart to offhand write so many quotations in there. And though he knew Hebrew, he studied the Hebrew Bible under one of the greatest Hebrew teachers of all Jewry, according to Jewish tradition, Gamaliel the Elder. And yet he quoted from the Greek Bible. So he also was fluent in several languages. So here he quotes from the book of Isaiah, from the Isaiah 59 and 21. So all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. That is, their national sin. Zechariah speaks of the time when the nation of Israel will be purged from blood guiltiness. Well, what blood guiltiness are the Jews guilty of? Well, when they told Pilate, his blood be upon us and upon our children. The very blood of Christ that has become salvation to you has become the blood guiltiness of Israel as a nation. Now, not every Jew, or not any Jew as an individual, is guilty of the blood of Christ or to be called a Christ killer. This is speaking of peoples, of God's national dealings with nations. So in the 59th chapter of the book of Isaiah, we read this prophecy. For wherefore the Lord said, no, this is not that one. Let me see, it's Isaiah 59:21. It would help if I turned to chapter 59, wouldn't it? Isaiah 59 and 20. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies of God for your sake. They don't think they're enemies of God. They sing the psalms and say the prayers to the God of Israel every week in the synagogue. But here, Paul calls them the enemies of God for our sake, by which he meant their becoming enemies of the gospel was the occasion of God's turning to the nations with the gospel, and Paul tells us why. He said, we read this earlier in these three chapters, that he might turn Israel to jealousy, that the Gentiles were possessing the blessings to Israel and they were left out. Well, I'm sure you know how jealousy usually works, doesn't it? Don't you? It usually doesn't turn people back, does it? Because jealousy very quickly turns to anger and then to enmity. And that's what happened to the nation of Israel. Their conflict with Christians and the gospel turned to anger and then to enmity against the gospel. And until our own time, it was forbidden by the rabbis that any Jew should ever mention the name Jesus. That's changed very much since then, but still, they are enemies for our sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. So as touching election, they have not been cast off. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. God doesn't change his mind. For as you in times past have not believed God, yet now have obtained mercy through their unbelief or through their disobedience, that is, to the gospel, even so have these also now not believed that through your mercy they may obtain mercy. In other words, he's saying that the gospel has come to you Gentiles and they are enemies for your sake, he says, because you have the gospel, that by your mercy they may also obtain mercy. And this is the greatest argument in Holy Scripture or justification for missions to the Jews. That through our mercy in our love towards them to see that they have an opportunity to hear and obey the gospel. That's not just the obligation of mission groups, it's the obligation of Christians. For God hath concluded, or more properly, included all in unbelief. Now, the King James Version turns this quite around. For it says, God hath concluded them all in belief, which would refer to the Jews. But the word them, as some of your modern translations will clearly show, is not in the Greek. That was an insertion by the King James translators. For God hath concluded or included all in unbelief, Jew and Gentile, that he might have mercy upon all. A restatement of what he said at the end of the first section of this letter on the sinfulness of all, that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And in the fifth chapter of this book, for that all have sinned. For God hath concluded all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. And then Paul waxes very poetic in a doxology. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And we will never plumb that depth fully, but it is our privilege to try. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. And again, he quotes from Isaiah, Isaiah 40 and 13. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? or who hath been his counselor? And then Paul knew the whole of his Hebrew Bible, for here he quotes from the book of Job, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the history of 20 centuries of the Christian church has justified the apostles' view of Israel and of God's working for Israel and of the church and of God's working in and through the church. This concludes this section of the book of Romans on dispensationalism, God's dispensational dealings with peoples, with nations. And he comes to another section, which we don't have time to get into tonight, especially not in the first two verses of the chapter of Romans, for we will be hard-pressed next time to cover the first two verses of the next chapter of Romans. But consider this. Paul wrote 11 chapters of this epistle telling us all the wonderful things that God has done with us and for us and on our behalf, who we are, who he wants us to become, before he mentions one thing about our obligations to him, before he mentions one thing about what we have to do. The same is true with the Epistle of the Galatians. He wrote three chapters of doctrine before he wrote three more chapters of practice. The same is with the book of Ephesians. He wrote three chapters of what theologians would call theory before he wrote three chapters of praxis. And the same is true with the book of Colossians. Do you think that's by accident? Do you think the Lord, Holy Spirit's trying to tell us something? We have to know what God says about us and about himself, what he's done for us, and what he is about in his dealings with nations and with persons. We have to learn about Christian doctrine before we can live the Christian life as he has planned for us to live it. Let's consider that.